My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin has upped his game and made both of his scammer Belinda's worlds come together. Will these worlds self-destruct as they meet? Listen and enjoy.
This is a problem now because you've got the old world and the new world colliding.
Yes.
Think about like the way we love and the way things were. But now you got cut and dry world. Well, you want to know some cuddly world and cut and dry world have just met head on.
Yes.
And now they got problems.
They most certainly do.
Yeah, but
Joe, before I go on.
Yes.
Have I raised the game?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I need to know.
My whole thing is, I'm sorry, sweetie. My whole thing is it would be nice to backtrack to the old Belinda for old time's sake and see if you could try to rekindle something there.
Well, we'll see. But yeah, the thing was to raise the game.
Yeah.
So we've had phone contact. Let's go. Now I have Facebook.
And like I said, now if these, you know, all cuddly, you know, how far this new person going to go? Because they got no time for games.
Right,
yeah, and they're not all about the, I love you before they go.
Well, let's see.
Hells
okay.
No.
I go, I'm completely confused. She goes, why are you confused? I go, shall I call you right now? She goes, give me about 30 minutes. Want to take my bath, just coming from town. 30 minutes, will you pick up the phone? She goes, yeah, I will. Why not? I go, I don't know. How's your grandmother? She is fine. Thanks for asking. I go, you had not mentioned her in a while, so I was concerned. Do you see her often? She goes, yeah, I do visit her after I send Kasha, the daughter, to school mostly. So they're trying to get back to the old story here. Belinda obviously said, the girl obviously said, listen, I said I was cooking for Granny.
Yeah, somebody ran over there with the old notebook.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I forgot to give this to you.
Wait, we need new lines for the grandmother.
I think we're on page 22 here. Yeah. That's what the phone call was.
I go, that's very sweet. When was the last time you saw her? She goes, today. I go, how do you feel about me? She goes, I feel I want to be with you if it's going to happen, but it's going to be very difficult. We got a tone now. Now they are backpedaling.
Yeah.
They are backpedaling, which is what I was tasked with doing of keeping this thing going.
Yeah.
So we got the hard ass in backpedal mode. I go, when has it ever been easy for us? She goes, I know, but what I'm going through now is too much. I go, so you'd rather go through it without me? She goes, the reality is I'm broke, and standing where you are, I know you can't help me financially, and I appreciate that. But what use will it be if you are with me and you can't help me out of my situation? I understand you, but my situation gets worse every day. By the end of this month, I will have no roof over my head. That's how bad it is right now. Now, this is a completely different tone than the girl who was thrilled to talk to me.
Right.
You know, this one, breaking up is still on the table. I go, what?
All of a sudden, what popped in my head was, breaking up is hard, moo-goo.
Funny. Funny. I go, instead of writing me, let me call you right now. Why must I wait? She goes, let me log off and take my bath first. Clearly stupid's getting back, hot-footed, get back to town. Get back to Granny's house we go.
Or get on the jungle drums and big problems. One more phone call. Big problems.
I go, you make it sound like our relationship is based on money. If I can't help you right now, I'm worthless to you. She goes, have you given me anything before? If it were about money, I would have left and looked for someone who would give me money. But guess what? I'm still here. I go, I can tell you some things on the phone. I can reveal more on Skype.
Oh, you're such a dirty...
You have no idea how hard I am working to bring us together. Remember, I'm an FBI informant.
That's right.
She goes, it will be better for you to call me. Now, remember, yesterday they did not want a phone call.
Right.
We have now raised it to... All right, well, I guess
all right, we better jump on the phone because I need to know what you know.
Exactly.
Guess who's getting her old job back.
Somebody's going back on the payroll.
You ever get laid off and then get called back in?
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
We're going to need you to come in on Thursday.
Yeah. We're going to pick up your option.
So, Joe.
You ever bring an extra person in because it got busy? You know, like.
I say this to my conservative friends, Joe and Jeff. I think now you would have to look at me as a job creator.
I'd have to concede to that. Because she's got to take the phone. If they agree to a phone call, she has to take that call.
And it has to be the right one.
It has to be the right one. It's got to be her.
Yep. All right.
They can't have it's. They can't ham and egg it. No, it has. It has to be hard.
Right. Oh, Sharu's jumping the gun. She's like, "Will they write porn with you?" And I'm like, "Honey, honey, we're trying to keep these two kids together. Let's not jump the gun.
Smell your roll.
Take hold on, sweetie.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Sharu. Really, on this show, how dare you, woman?
I know she was rubbing her hands together and making lascivious noises. Stop it, stop it, Sharu.
We have Skype too. She goes, "It'll be better for you to tell me everything on the phone, or it won't get us anywhere. Let me know what you are planning." I go, "It is not that I do not want to. You have no idea the situation I'm in. Do you love me? If you do, then let. If you do not, then let's just end it at this, as this is no point. This is me to her."
Yeah.
I'm giving them the out. You can go.
Now you're like, "Wait, I was trying so desperately to keep this together, but you can leave me."
I'm reversing the roles.
I know.
I have not had the upper hand for quite some time in this relationship.
And you have the upper hand now because if it's like, "Well, then just leave." Guess whose phone's going to ring? Yeah, so they got a problem.
Yeah.
They got a problem.
See, Joe, because I don't only cause problems for you.
Well, they go away. You're not going to. Now you got a call. You're a federal case.
Yes.
That's what you are. You're the ISIS of freaking scammer.
Joe would carpet bomb me if he could. She goes, "If you want us to end it, just say it. It's because I'm trying so hard to be with you. And if you don't want it, say it and let me go away." I go, "Don't turn this on me. I tell you I love you all the time. I've tried calling you. I sacrificed everything to be with you." And then cap locks. "Do you love me? Answer it honestly." She goes, "I love you." Which was a complete.
Whoa.
She would not. 24 hours ago, I was not getting "I love you."
Because the game changed.
It certainly did. And who did it? This guy did.
Yes. And that silly woman on the phone has said she loved him. Damn, we're back.
Damn,
30 pages.
Somebody's getting Ray Rice when they get back to the hunt. There's another African, well, just African woman in distress.
You want to know something. It's a twofold thing. If she gave, well, yeah, you might be called upstairs, you know, because if she didn't give the phone number, I mean, if the phone number, but they knew it with the phone number before.
Yeah.
So if they go, "Oh, I can't believe it." You know it. We did a call and we did a Skype. So don't sit there and tell me, "Why did I give him my phone number?" You were in on, what, 2 or 3 calls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if we should have done anything, we should have changed the number or, told this new person, well, we changed the number. But maybe the new person goes, "Look, over at this side of the hut, we ain't got time for that stuff." All right? Let them go to hell. You know, not realizing that.
I got the money crunchers over on this side of the hut.
Yeah. No, we got time for phone call. I mean, keep the phone number. Don't worry. Not realizing that stupid's going to become a calling.
I don't think I'm stupid in this situation.
No, you're ingenious, but.
Isolate that.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.